Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, remember the meeting we were in with former Congressman Jeff Miller?
Yes.
He says things are getting scarier and scarier. I'm like, wait a minute. You're the
more details here. More details.
And what he said was, you know, was that the South America already has missiles that can reach America. They just didn't have the payload, the nuclear payload or the anthrax payload. And we're going to talk to you in a minute about how the second in charge now of Venezuela, the vice president, is part of that whole Hezbollah format. So they got the thing happening. We'll talk about that in a minute. But remember when Congressman Jeff Miller said that?
Yeah.
And we weren't, here it is, right? Venezuela, he's the number two man, right?
Yep, reportedly with Hamas.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, the president of Venezuela is Nicolas Maduro,
right?
Who took over for the socialist leader, Chavez, Hugo Chavez. And basically, he announced that this vice president, Tariq El Asami, would become the vice president of the country.
Think about this. That means that in a country of complete and utter chaos, right, where people are already starving, they're writing to us, and listen, we're hearing you, and we want to do more programs about you to let the world know the suffering that you're going through in Venezuela. We're praying for you. But no health care, starving,
no electricity.
Non-existence. You know, we talked about a program, we titled it The Hunger Games, but they're writing back to us and said it's the Hunger Games and the Purge. And the Purge is something about criminals being loose in the
vigilantes.
Streets. And so he talks about that vigilante justice that's taking place. And now terrorism is coming into this whole thing.
It's a heartbeat away from the presidency.
Yes, and a bump and a skip away from America. We need a wall for it. So what is the Business Insider reporting, John?
They say that El Asami is a known entity in the world of the U.S. intelligence.
Vice president.
Vice president. He is allegedly a part of Venezuela's state drug trafficking network. So Venezuela has a drug trafficking network, and it has ties to Iran, Syria, and Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah.
So the Iran is the one support, a state sponsor of terrorism.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And so he has ties to them and the Lebanese terror group, Hezbollah. Mm. And that's what's coming from, I believe, Israel's northern border, coming out of Lebanon and all that,
correct.
The Lebanese.
Yes.
And it's like, now they have the payload, right?
Hezbollah at the top, Hamas at the bottom.
Right.
Yeah.
We could be fighting two wars in two different places, you know, obviously. Okay.
And now Venezuela's future is uncertain. But what is certain is that Islamic extremists has officially...
So let's do that again. So you're looking, see it right here on your screen. He says, what now?
Venezuela's future is uncertain. But what is certain is that Islamic extremists, extremism has officially taken greater executive control of a national government in Latin America. Homar wrote in an email to the Business Insider.
That's what he wrote them in that email.
And he let them know. A goal... it has had for decades.
A goal that has had past tense, which they've met that goal.
They fulfilled that.
They totally fulfilled that goal.
So now terrorists, an alleged terrorist is the second highest command in Venezuela,
right.
A country that has no resources. I think they own Citgo oil and gas, but since they have no resources, they have to lend themselves out to other countries. And instead of partnering with the U.S., they partner with Iran and terrorists.
And let's read that one more time. This last is, so Venezuela's future, you can see it on your screen. Venezuela's future is uncertain, but what is certain is that Islamic extremism has officially, think about it, has officially taken greater executive control of a national government in Latin America.
Which is really unheard of.
They've already made threats on Senator Marco Rubio for standing up for the people of Venezuela, threatened his life reportedly. And this has been their goal for quite some time, and they achieved it. And so this is very important to pay attention to what God is doing in the world. And one thing, he's put a leader over America that understands military strength, put generals around him who understand the military strategy, and that we have got to focus. And it's happening. I mean, rapidly things are changing, which means obviously we're going to move, you know, quickly, you know, into the shift in the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.